Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline.
Hello, Jacqueline.
How are you doing? I'm doing good. You know, keeping up with that Capricorn energy, you know, trotting along.
Well, keep supposing me. I just don't get it.
My little Cancer baby.
I'm telling you,
a lot of Cancers are really tired right now. And, you know, my Cancer babies that I have around me, and it's like they've been plotting along and having this restriction for this long, because Capricorn is 180 degrees away from Cancer. So the sign that opposes you is always your lowest point as far as your year is concerned. And this one, it's just been a little bit more challenging than others for the Cancers. So I understand your tiredness.
I keep telling everybody, it's your lowest biorhythmic when the sun opposes your natal sign. It's just like, okay. And it's not even opposed me yet. It's getting ready to do it over the next 5 days, and it's just been like whacking some of my other planets that precede my sun sign.
Yep.
But it's okay. And the nice thing about the Capricorn energy is, because being a Cancer, I'm working with some great organizations, and they have been calling me, and I've been doing extra things with them, and that's been really wonderful. But again, because I'm working harder and doing more than I normally would do, I do want to sleep like a baby. I can't wait till the cycle ends. We had a fantastic body, mind, spirit fair at the Lifestream Center here in Roanoke yesterday, and it was fabulous. I mean, we had foot massages, we had reflexology, we had massages going on, we had me doing astrology readings, we had Carolyn doing DNA activations. It was really marvelous. We had a person that did harp healing while you're laying on this biomat that's made of amethyst crystals. It was out of sight.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
And we had a lot of food. Everyone brought something. Like, it was all homemade by one of the practitioners, and it was just a really great gathering. The energy was fabulous. We do it once a season, and it's really a lot of fun.
Sounds like it is. That's great.
And then everybody gets to try out these things. They have, like, mini sessions. So that way, if they want to book something longer, you know, and everything, they've met the person, they've experienced their touch or their personality, and know if they've made a really good connection psychically. So it works out just beautifully.
That is. That's a great thing.
It's a win-win situation.
Absolutely.
So what have you been up to?
Oh, working and working and working.
Well, this is not a new story.
Well, I've been doing the Tarot Shark Group, which is a lot of fun out at the Spark of Divine in Vero Beach. And I've had a lot of feedback from the first one, which was great. And it looks like some people are bringing oracle cards, and some people are bringing just plain tarot cards. And, you know, there's so much of a variety. It's kind of, you know, and it keeps me on my toes. But it's been a lot of fun, so I've been doing that and, you know, planning for that. And I'm still settling into the place in at the B&A Flea Market in Stewart. And getting everything settled. So it's still more work to make that office look the way I want it to look. So I've been doing some work over there. And so, besides my regular work.
Not to mention just even housework. I'm trying to find time to do some of the things that just, like, you know, puts around the house. You know, I like to do that once in a while, and I haven't had much of a chance to do that either.
Yes, that's one thing this has done, you know, because, again, with my Saturn, and that sets off my T-square in Capricorn, everything is slow. Everything takes twice as long right now for me, so it's slow and steady wins the race, so I'll get there.
Exactly, exactly. Well, one of the things I wanted to talk to the listeners about this evening was that we are having a square in the heavens that is actually a very interesting square, because Venus in Capricorn is in square to Uranus, or Uranus in Aries, has been yesterday and today, pretty tight square. And why don't you fill them in? We talked about this before we did the show. So why don't you fill them in on what your take on that is, Jacqueline?
Well, you know, this is an enlightening and awakening time for people around you and those you love for you. What this does, a square is always, and I don't mind squares, because if you work a square right, you really get a good end result. However, with it being Uranus and Aries, there's these sudden bursts at this point in time that are going to challenge others with those they love. But it's a great time to really get down to the basics and understanding of where each other is coming from. So as long as, you know, right now, you know, the stress and the pressure of what's been going on, you know, people are going to make little mistakes. As long as it's not exaggerated at this point in time, and as long as you stop and really examine the concrete and the foundation of the relationship and see where that part is coming from, you can really come to a closer bond with each other and really have a better relationship with each other with this, even though it may be a little bit aggravating. And that's my take on that.
Well, what I see is I see either sudden proposals or sudden breakups. You know, because Venus in Capricorn wants to commit. Uranus in Aries says, I am independent. But I know what I want. So I think a lot of people are going to all of a sudden step up to the plate, make the commitment, and other people are going to say, you know what? I'm out of here.
And I... You take the harder part. You take the high, you know, the bigger part. Usually I take that one. Let's get out of here. But yeah. So, and that's my point, is that it can be compromised. But, yeah, I think that that's true. I think some people are really going to make some definitive decisions off of this one, one way or the other.
And the interesting thing that even over the next week, what's happening is Venus is going to be passing over Juno and then Pluto. And love is a commitment. Love does have responsibilities. When there are words spoken, you need to take responsibility for what you're saying and keep your promises, if you will. And I think that people that stand on their truth, though, they're going to be empowered by this.
Absolutely.
And that's what I like about it, because it's kind of like it's a little story that's telling itself as it moves through the heavens.
Yes, it is. And here again, it has that pace. Nothing is urgent at this point in time. It might be enlightening and awakening really suddenly, but nothing is urgent at this point in time. It is going to take that transformation and that hike all the way through passing Pluto, and when it does, we're really going to see some great experiences with our love lives and with the people that we love, the transformations and changes that will go on. And if it's really true, it'll stay. If it's not really true, better start packing your bags.
Yep. Yep, exactly. Don't let the door hit your butt on the way out.
Don't even try. If it's not true, just don't even try it.
That's not very kind of me. But truth can be unkind at times.
Again, you got to love that Capricorn energy that we're having right now with the Mercury in Capricorn. It's going to come out direct.
Exactly. And then the beautiful thing is, of course, the moon's in Aquarius tonight, and it's going to go into Pisces tomorrow. It's going to be kissing Neptune and Chiron for a couple of days. And I think it's really nice for people to reflect on their dreams for the future and to really listen to their inner voice. It's a really psychic week.
Yes, that I will agree. It's going to be an excellent week. And that's the positive of this at this point in time, especially with the Mars in Aquarius. And over today and tomorrow, the moon being in Aquarius, that futuristic look, what is the future? Where do you want to go? What do you want to create? Because when the moon hits Neptune and Chiron, it's really going to bring some kind of inspiration, if you're open to it, to really show you what direction is good. We're really not going to get that foundation of really what, you know, everybody right now is in this transitional situation. And, you know, when Jupiter goes direct, we're going to get a little bit more foundation. But these bursts of inspiration that are coming in, these pieces that are coming during this period of time, can really bring you to a great place to really start off when Jupiter goes direct to take some strong actions forward to your own truth.
And one thing to remember, don't make any promises even to yourself that you can't keep.
It's not a good thing right now.
No, it could really, really, like, you know, really slap you in the face. Yes. Well, we've got a bunch of callers on hold. I suppose you should see what they need tonight, huh? Instead of having this nice chat.
Okay, sure.
All right. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
This is Patricia, and I just want to know what's coming up for me as far as a love relationship based on my chart.
Great.
What's your birthday?
June 22nd, 1971.
And do you know what time you were born?
6:46 p.m. No, I take that, a.m.
Okay. And what city were you born in?
Fort Valley.
And
Georgia.
Georgia?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you still live there?
I live in Warner Robins now. Georgia.
Is it? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Wow, what a beautiful chart. Wow, are you psychic? Woo-hoo.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at. I'm like, whoa, interesting.
I need to learn how to use it.
You have such a karmic life. Life is in the journey for you. Really, if you learn one thing from me, life is in the journey and the adventure of it all. Okay?
Okay.
Don't try and find that physical purpose or force the situation. Your life is pretty destined. You know, it's all in the experience and what you're doing at that moment. It really truly
okay.
is. What a soft soul. Oh my gosh. You're way too compassionate for others. I just got to tell you that.
Okay. I am.
You got to learn the word so be it. Okay? That's their uh-huh. journey, not yours. Okay, because you have a tendency of taking, on other people's
yes.
stuff way too much, just to let you know.
I do.
Is there a man in your life right now, Patricia?
No.
Okay.
You're looking for your best friend is
yeah.
who you're looking for. So, but keeping you in one spot is a little bit challenging. Okay? And usually with this type of personality, I would say if you dream him, he will come. However, okay, with Venus, Saturn, and Moon, and Gemini, you need some kind of movement with it, okay? So what I'm going to tell you to find, because you draw them in, it's not that if you want somebody in your life, you can draw them in very easily. But if you don't want anybody in your life or you're bitter about it, what happens is that you alienate yourself, okay? What I would say is open up to going for a walk or going for a bike ride, something to where you can get air or oxygen and really have a relaxing type state. I think that will help you find the one that you're looking for, okay?
Okay.
Now I'll turn it over to Aphrodite because she's going to give you the timing of it all.
Okay.
Now, Patricia, I'm also a Cancer sun, and I have a lot of planetary energy in Gemini. And one of the things I'm going to suggest is you need to talk it up. You need to talk it up. You need to tell all your girlfriends, your family, exactly the kind of guy you're looking for. You need to play every love song that has a happy ending on your radio and on your iPod. You need to have the communication inside your head and coming out of your mouth in order to make it happen.
Okay.
Now, Mars is forming some squares to your was, okay? It's kind of a little bit past it now. But it's also forming some beautiful trines, okay, to your Gemini planets over the next few weeks. So because of that, do you do anything online, like check out matching online?
I do sometimes, from time to time.
I bump it up a notch, honey.
Okay.
Because you could basically meet someone sight unseen when you're on your computer. And then when you actually meet him, and I recommend that if you meet him within the next 3 or 4 weeks, that you meet him somewhere outside, you know, like an outside cafe or in a mall
okay.
or someplace like that. But I think that right now, because Mars is in your eighth house, which is kind of behind the scenes, something that's hidden in Aquarius, which rules computer technology, is forming trines or blessing lines to your Saturn, to your Venus, to your Moon, all in Gemini, in the 12th house. Are you sitting there in your bedroom or in your study going ahead and type it on the computer? So I suggest this could be a great time for meeting new men.
Okay.
And then you can probably clarify more and kind of like, you know, separate the wheat from the chaff, so to speak. Figure out which ones you really do want to meet, or maybe meet them for lunch or something like that, or a little festival. But it's a great time to really be surfing.
Okay, I will do that.
Well, we're really glad you called in tonight.
Thank you, ladies, so very much.
You have a great weekend. What's left of it.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I knew you were going to talk about that. Yeah, I knew you were going to talk about that transiting time with it. Anytime it comes to computer technology, I leave it to you. And I knew you were going to talk about going online and doing that computer thing right now. It's perfect timing for her, so.
It's also fun, and it lets her personality come up to play, because it can just be fulfilling for her just in that option with that Mars energy. It could get her back up again, you know. I think when people have been about a relationship for a little while, they kind of lose a little bit of the knack of teasing, you know, and joking and getting to know the person and just, you know, letting their personality out to play. And sometimes when you're invisible, it's a little easier to do that than if you have to meet them cold. So I thought that would be a good thing for her. We have
a mystery caller. She's looking for... Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
We have a mystery caller. Oh,
we have a mystery caller. It's showing up on the queue as an unknown. So it's an unknown. Ooh. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I just want to say real quickly that for her to really get involved in a relationship that she's going to like, she's looking for a best friend, and it is going to take some time, and that's one of the reasons why I like that for her, is it's because she can take her time getting to know a little bit of him online before getting to meet him, and then really taking their time and getting from that meeting point to getting involved in a relationship. So I think that works for her as well. So I'm curious about this mystery caller. Can we take
it? Me too. We got to find out who it is. Yeah. Good evening.
Hi.
This is the Illumination Station.
Hi. The reason why my number probably popped up like that, sometimes it happens when it's Skype or my number is unpublished, so that's probably why it came up like that.
Well, I thought it was kind of fun. Here you're calling in on a psychic talk show and you show up as unknown. I thought it was kind of fun.
Yeah, it does that because I'm enlisted, so it would come up like that. But my name's Patricia, too.
Oh, wow.
And, I know, that was a coincidence. I am also interested in, you know, from my chart, what's going on. I've had a whirlwind over the past 20 years. I just ended a long, long-term relationship, but it was a long time coming, so that's okay. I'm in the process of over it. But I want a committed relationship with somebody honest and faithful. And I'm not, you know, fooling around, you know, this time. You know what I mean? I'm not looking to go from one to two until I get to the best one. I'm wondering if there is something committed for me because I'm really, you know, honing down on that at this stage
What's
of my
birthday?
Life. It's 124/63.
And do you know what time you were born?
Yes, 8:25 p.m.
And what city were you born in?
Las Vegas, and it's in New Mexico.
New Mexico. Is it spelled differently than Las Vegas, Nevada?
No, it's Las Vegas. I think it's San Miguel County is what it is. I think some programs don't have it, but you could type in Santa Fe if you can't find it, because Santa Fe is really close.
Okay. Do you still live there?
No.
Where do you live now?
Well, I do live in New Mexico, but not in that city.
Okay. What city do you live in?
Albuquerque.
Okay. Albuquerque. I just want to see if there's any difference on your ascendant. Probably not, but yeah, 1 degree. Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So you couldn't find
not
that
big
Las Vegas, New Mexico on there. But it
no,
matter,
it must have. How much of a population does it have? Because my computer goes by population, whether or not it's listed.
Oh, yeah, it's a very small town, so
that's probably why it's not on there.
Yeah, the closest city would be Santa Fe, but that's okay. That's okay. It's all within the same area, like an hour.
Again,
different.
You do take your relationship seriously, don't you, Patricia?
Yes,
wow.
I do.
Wow.
Yes.
Yes.
It must have been hard for you getting out of that relationship, because once you establish something, you're really very, very persistent and very present, aren't you?
Yes, I am. But like I said, it's a long time coming. I had this thought in my mind that it just was not meant to be. So little by little, I started emotionally, backing away. So because I'm not one to just end it in one day. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, absolutely not.
Yeah, you're the hang in there till that forever person. Yes, you are.
Yeah,
oh,
I have a lot
sacrifice
of patience.
Yourself. You know, and here again, sometimes you need to not bend over. You can't fix everybody and everything, okay? And I understand the fixing part of you, and I understand you've got this beautiful way of seeing the beauty of the potential in the individual, okay? I understand that completely. I can appreciate that, okay? But you're not God. You can't fix everybody, no matter how much you care, because you're such a great humanitarian. You care so much. You want to nurture everybody in that sense. Fix everybody. Everything's going to be wonderful. But the point being is that it has to come from yourself. You have to be truly you, okay? And you can't sacrifice yourself and bend over, especially as far as you did with this relationship. To really find happiness and love, okay? So I strongly caution you at looking at the reality of people and not the potential in the person, okay? You have an easy way of understanding how to fix somebody, but their journey is to fix themselves, and it may be extremely difficult for them to fix that, okay?
Yeah.
Well, I don't see the kind of relationship you're looking for immediately. Now, do you like long courtships or short ones?
Oh, I don't know, because I don't think I've ever had a long courtship. The courtship situation sounds good right now at this point.
Well,
because
you're looking
I'm
at a new foundation experience, okay?
I'm sorry?
Because you're looking to create a new foundational experience, one that can stand the test of time.
Yes.
It's good for you to have a ponderous planet, a planet that is a planet of process and not a planet of event, in your fifth house of romance. Now, Pluto is going to graze that cusp in Albuquerque in April, but then it's going to retrograde back into your fourth house of home. But it's actually going to go into that fifth house in January of 14 in an established way. And during that period of time is when you could really have created a true commitment. So I'm thinking what you're going to end up doing here is you might meet someone as soon as April. But I feel as far as it really coming together and really putting the money down on it and saying this is it and you're both really sure about everything, you are probably looking out about a year. And that's how I'm feeling it, because Pluto kind of sets the stage. It's a ponderous planet in your fifth house. So in the personality planets, the planets of event move through there, that's when you can meet the new people, that's when you can make the contact, okay? And that's what's going to help to serve you to have that long-term relationship you want. Because Pluto stays in a sign and in a house for a long period of time, and that is what you're seeking. What do you think, Jacqueline?
And I want to say this about it, and I agree 100% with what you just said. I don't think it's until next year where you're going to make any kind of commitment in a relationship. But the one thing with all those fifth house planets that you have in there, the creative attribute is very strong in your chart, especially the Mars in Leo. This is a group environment or doing some kind of creative attribute in a group environment. I think if you took up some kind of hobby or some kind of thing that you do, you know, gathering with a group environment and we're established in that, I think that would help you out as well as far as your love life is concerned, because here again we have that friendship issue here to where, you know, you're going to want somebody who is not only a love relationship, but you want a companion who's a friend, okay? And so here again, get involved with some activities, and I think you'll find something that'll be a lot of fun through it.
Okay. Yeah, so you're saying as soon as this April, but it could be a slow-moving situation.
You can meet them in April, but it would be a hesitancy. The two of you would be like passing each other and not really attaching and getting into that intimate relationship or that involved relationship. Again here, Aphrodite was talking about next year in 2014 when Pluto finally goes, you know, its way and starts passing through it. Then you have the opportunity for the commitment and all of that with the relationship. You know, you have a healing process here that you're going through with this old relationship. This is not really the committed time for you. There's some reevaluation and some work you must do for yourself before this relationship will come into you.
Right.
And that's what this is all about. With Pluto being in the fourth house of the home, it's making you nurture yourself and really come to an understanding of yourself at this point in time, okay?
Yeah.
And really feel comfortable about being in your own skin, so.
Okay. Did Pluto have a lot to do with my relationship ending? Because I know it came in to that house about 4 years ago, and that's when things started to shift for me.
I think it was more Uranus, because Uranus was in your seventh house of marriage and close personal relationships about 2 years ago. That's when it entered into Aries. And the Uranus energy, all of a sudden you had this epiphany about, what about me? What about what I need? What about what I desire? You know, what about me being excited and inspired in a relationship? And you came to that realization probably about 2 years ago. You might have been suffering beforehand, but you decided, I think, 2 years ago that you dearly did want to do something about it and make a change.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think that's a good idea. And I think that for you to meet someone, as Jacqueline suggested, in a group activity, whether it has to do with music, whether it has to do with some other creative element, and maybe even become friends and know this person through the group, and then let the relationship blossom naturally, that you'll end up talking more with each other and decide that there is something there, and then pursue it, you know, in the fall of this year, and then it'll come together in the new year of 14. But I just don't see you jumping.
Right. Oh, no. Yeah, no, because I'm in the process of looking for a new job, too, so I'm in the process of finding the one job that's going to be the most beneficial, not just any job, too. So I'm looking at two different things, you know. It's a process that I'm going through right now.
You're reinventing yourself, aren't you, Patricia?
I'm sorry?
You're reinventing yourself.
It seems that way.
That's great. I love that.
It's a little scary, but...
It's a good timing for it. It's a good timing for it.
Good.
Yeah,
good,
absolutely. Jupiter's retrograde, but when it goes direct, you're going to start to get some inspiration as far as your work is concerned. And
okay.
I think you're going to find the direction that you're going to need to go with that. So I know it might be being in transition is a little difficult for you, but this is a good transition for you. Look forward to this transition as far as your work is concerned. I got to say, this is some great benefits.
Okay. So Jupiter goes direct when?
Last
January
of the month.
30th.
Yep.
At the end of this month. Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Excellent. Yeah, because right now I'm just like, what do I want to do? Because I'm trying to incorporate something else, you know, with the job that I have now, but I need more stability. So I'm really, really looking at that, too, at the same time. But
well,
anyway.
Well, follow with faith. Be an observer right now until the end of January. Be an observer and really see what's working and what is not working, okay? And, you know, take in those facts and absorb those facts, because once it goes direct, you'll go, oh, that's what that was. So it'll start to be this other information that's coming in. Because it's in Gemini, you need the secondary information of when it goes direct before you can really make that decision, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have all the information. So kind of play with it all, but don't take all of it real seriously right now, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. We appreciate your ideas. The call. Keep us posted.
I will. Thank you.
All right. God bless. Okay. All right. Good night.
Good night.
Great. Some really interesting charts we're seeing show up. We have an awful lot of people in the queue, so let's go right to the next one.
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. My name is Carlos. And
hi, Carlos.
hello. I'd love it if you could just see what's going on in my chart as well. My birthday is 12/28/1985. I was born at 12:43 a.m.
I'm sorry.
12/28/1985.
Okay.
I did not get that at all. I can only hear like a garbled message here. I'm sorry. Try it one more time for me.
Okay. 12/28/1985.
Got it.
And the time you were born?
12:43 a.m.
And the city?
Tustin, California.
Do you still live there?
I don't. I live in San Marcos, California at the moment.
San Marcos.
Tustin.
Sounds exotic.
Is that in the middle of the state?
It's more Southern California.
Oh, okay. Towards San Diego?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Ah, you got it going on here.
I hope so.
You're the magician and you don't even know it.
I know it. Amazing chart. I love it. He's got it all, doesn't he? It's going to take a special relationship to make you happy.
That's for sure.
You're passionate, you're fun, you're dedicated. You got it all going on. Where are all the people?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Oh, wow. All right. Are you very socially active now?
Not so much. I'm about to start school again, so I think that will probably amp that up a bit.
Great. I love it. You're at your best when you're really trying to accomplish something.
Right, I am.
What are you going to school for?
I'm going to try radio broadcasting and see kind of how that goes for me. I think I have an aptitude for it, and I'm just going to go for it.
I like it.
Awesome.
I like it a lot because you're very imaginative and you're very fun and you have a lot of personality, and I think that that's really a wonderful thing for you to do.
And I agree with Aphrodite, and I'm going to tell you I think this is the right timing for it. Also, you have a great sense of humor, and you have this wonderful comedian about you. The problem being is that you doubt yourself way too much. Okay, and I'm going to start with you're the magician. If anybody in this world, you're the magician. You can make anything happen. You don't believe you have all those tools, okay, because things don't move as fast or as quickly as what you'd like, okay?
I agree with that.
I got to tell you, all you have to do is believe it, and you can make it happen. And in communications especially, the one thing whenever you get nervous, make a joke out of it, okay? And you'll come right through. Everybody will love you. I got to say, broadcasting is the way to go. You can make everybody in the world laugh and enjoy the world and give them that philosophical understanding, you know, and really bring, you know, life into a fun place for them, okay? And, you know, it's a nice combination of serious and light, okay, even though you're a very heavy individual, okay? But
very
you'd
true.
Be very good at it. So I'm saying, and this is a good timing for it. So this is a nice transition in your life. So you're going in the right direction. Don't doubt yourself. If you learn one thing from me, you doubt yourself. That's what your own default mechanism, and it slows you down every time and hurts you every time. So
Venus is kissing your son tonight, Carlos. And because of that, I'm really going to encourage you to spend time with close friends and people that love you and be open up to receive it more and the appreciation more. I appreciate your humility at times because you've got that cute little Cancer moon, but I really think it's very nice for you to really learn to really receive people's appreciation of you and to embrace new friendships when you go back to school. I think this is your time to do that.
That makes a lot of sense. I've been feeling like that as well, and I'm pretty familiar with my chart as well, and I was seeing a lot of the transits that are going on right now, and I completely agree with you.
Awesome, we're all on the same page. That's great.
Don't doubt yourself. Just plow through it. You can do it.
Yeah.
Keep us posted. Okay. Let us know how things are going.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I'll call you tomorrow.
Alrighty then.
All right. Thank you for your insight and your help.
Good night.
You're welcome. God bless. Bye. Wow. Now, something just very strange happened to my queue. I have all these people on hold, but I'm going to go to the people that have been waiting the longest because for some reason it changed its order from the people that have been holding the longest to the people that have been holding the least. I don't know why it did that. So I'm going to go to the person who's been holding on the longest right now.
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hello?
Hello? Are you there?
Hey there, how are you?
You're on the air.
Hey there, how are you? How do you know?
All right, I guess we'll go to the next one.
Okay.
Can't win them all. Good evening, this is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Oh, I was so enjoying listening. I'm fine if you want to help someone else. I love your show. It's easier to listen on phone today. Thank you.
All right, you got it.
Oh, thank you.
Put you back on hold. All right. That was pretty sweet. Look at that. She bumped herself just for this next caller. All right. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi. I wanted to see if you could take a look at my chart.
Of course we can. We have the technology. We have the desire.
Great. I had a friend a long time ago did my chart. He sent it to me, and he never explained a darn thing. So it's like having nothing.
So you're still in the dark. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And totally.
Oh my goodness.
I tried looking it up. I tried asking questions to people. But, you know, it's a very you guys are very gifted to be able to understand it to begin with. And I haven't really met anybody who understands it or can explain it to me. So I'm here. I'm lucky I got through. So thank you.
Okay.
What's your birthday?
4/26, 1970. I was born in South America, but I was raised in California.
Okay. And what time were you born?
8 p.m.
And the city that you were born in?
I was born in Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires. Okay.
And where do you live now?
In California.
What city?
Los Angeles.
L.A.
Big town.
Yeah, it is a big town. I used to live out that way. Of course, Jacqueline's originally from California.
I'm from the L.A. Basin. My aunt lives in Glendora. My sister lives in Mount Washington. And my other sister lives in Northern California, but yeah, I was born and raised in that area. I'm a Valley girl, so.
Oh, totally, that's cool.
For sure. Like,
for
you know.
Sure. Yeah.
So, you know, Van Nuys, that area, Canoga Park, so, yeah.
Do you have a particular question for us?
Yeah, it will be like in the relationship. I haven't had any luck in that department for like 9 months. I took a break, you know, willingly. And then now it seems like it's just been kind of dead, you know, even friendship-wise. I was like, okay, what did I do? Did I put my planets out to the curb? Or what happened? Because it's been pretty weird. It's been no text, no phone call. And I'm thinking, did everybody drop off the dead of the earth? Did everybody die and I was the only one left here on December 21st? So, it's weird. It's really weird.
No, this started about October, wasn't it? So that things started to dry up as far as your love life was concerned?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, a little bit,
okay,
a little bit after that. A little bit before that, I should say.
Well, yeah, a little bit, right around that general vicinity, September, October, because Jupiter is dead on your Mars, okay, and it's been retrograde, so it's passed over it, and then it's gone back, and now, and then it's going to leave it, okay? So those restrictions that have been upon you will be lifting here at the end of the month. At least it'll start to go back in the right direction, okay? So realize that I can understand your frustration over the last few months, but it's only a temporary situation. It's not a permanent situation.
Okay. Well, my goodness. Now, what do you mean when it says Jupiter is on Mars? Like, can you explain that part?
Jupiter is expansion and growth. It brings benefits. It brings understanding. And you're Mars. Mars is your day-to-day actions. Okay. And so it's how you go about doing things on a day-to-day basis. So when it starts, when Jupiter starts to expand and go direct and give you that action, all of a sudden things start to happen and things start to go. When it goes direct and contracts, it means it's limiting your actions and bringing your actions to where it's not going to present itself out there as easily to you, is what I'm trying to say. So
would that
surprise if somebody from the past comes into you, by the way. I think one of your old relationships is coming back.
Mm.
So
that's not too great, but anyhow, does that
well,
affect,
you know better. Don't go there. It's not the worst thing.
Yeah, well, you know,
I don't think
anybody wants to go backwards, especially not me. But I'm saying, okay, would that... I'm really, really trying to learn, not just, you know, just get a reading, but, you know, just actually kind of piece things together where it makes sense in my mind. So when, let's say, planet, you say it was going retrograde, because I remember there was one particular time where Mercury was going retrograde. And, I mean, talk about retrograde. I mean, I didn't know what that word was until everything went backwards in my life. I mean, the car broke down, the computer shut down, I ended up in the hospital. It was like, what the hell?
No.
It was horrible. I mean, you know, when it went to retrograde again, I locked myself in the house for a whole month. I was not going nowhere because it deadly scared me so bad, you know. So, never that. Hopefully that will never happen again. But when you were just explaining on that Jupiter and the Mars, would that also affect when it talks about relationship? Does that affect also financial or work-wise and everything? Because I noticed, like, it's been like a pattern where I look for work and look for work and look for work and then get close to it, but I never actually obtain it. Like, it goes great on interviews. I mean, I've gotten hugs, you know, from people who interviewed me, but I never get a call back or... nothing, or somebody else jumps in and they hire that person where I was already, like, set to be hired. So something happens there where, I don't know, relationship-wise, I'm not able to connect with anybody.
Well, Jupiter being in Gemini is ruled by Mercury. And Jupiter's only in Gemini every 12 years for a full year. And as Jacqueline pointed out, it retrogrades for several months. And because, so it's been affecting your ability to really have dialogue with men, because Mars in your chart is about the way you approach the male energy. But it's also forming squares or stress aspects to your sixth house of work and service in your Los Angeles chart. So because of that, they interview, they like you, but then they wait because they have more to interview, and then that somebody steps in, and they don't have the same angles as you, so they hire them instead of you. Does that make sense?
Good. I guess, but I mean, I guess it does now because I couldn't make sense of it before. I just didn't know.
It's going to go direct on the last day of this month, though. You only got a couple more weeks of this left. It's going to go direct on the 30th of January, and Jupiter's the largest planet. It magnifies everything it touches. So rather than having one interview, you can have three in a week. Rather than having a couple people text you, all of a sudden you can get overwhelmed. That's the good news coming up on.
Oh, gosh. Well, that'd be great. Any phone call will be nice at this point, especially if it's work-related.
Expect February to be big. February is going to be big for you. It's going to break the spell completely. You're going to launch.
Awesome. Okay, then I better get my sneakers ready, so I'm going to run.
Yes.
I'm gonna run
there you
it.
Go.
You might want to get a speedboat. Go by water.
Well, we have a lot of water in California, so that wouldn't be a problem.
There you go. Get in the speedboat and go out there and just cut up the waves.
That is great. Okay.
We're glad you called in tonight.
February. Thank you so much. Thank you,
You're
guys. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye. Wow. Very cute.
How fun.
Okay,
who's next?
Great people that call on the show. Okay, here we go. Ready? Go.
I'm ready.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. Nobody's there. All right. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hey, calling from Vegas.
You're calling from Las Vegas.
Yes.
Marvelous. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, I definitely want to get some idea what's happening for business for 2013. New year, need some new updates.
What's your birthday?
7/29/58.
And do you know what time you were born?
I believe in the afternoon, close to 3 in the afternoon in Brooklyn,
okay.
New York.
And what?
In Brooklyn.
You're a long way from home, honey.
I know.
That makes
hey,
a radical
Brooklyn
change
just won
in the
Miss,
chart.
Miss New York just won Miss America.
I know. Don't you feel happy? Don't you feel part of it?
Yeah. Yeah, Brooklyn girl made it all the way to the big time.
Yeah, I like it when that happens. Coming home, huh?
Wow.
What are you doing for a living?
I don't think I'm sure. I write.
Kind of things do you write? Because you have a great deal of depth in your natal chart.
Business success.
Okay.
Also like the media, broadcasting.
Excellent.
Oh, wow.
Producing television shows or some kind of new media.
I love it because you've got both Sun and Uranus and Leo in the 10th house in the Las Vegas chart. You should be working for yourself, and you should be really leading on here pretty strongly.
When do you see that happening?
Well, Uranus is kind of hovering around you this year and next, so you could have, like, spurts where all of a sudden something really miraculous shows up, and you see it through to its end point, and then it backs off, and then you get another thing that comes in, because I just feel that Uranus is a big trigger for you this year and next year.
Sounds good.
Yeah, and things can come out of the blue. Kind of like you make a contact for some reason, all of a sudden it just blossoms into something fabulous for you.
Do you think, Jacqueline?
I'm sorry?
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I do think this is a good time to really investigate and look at that type of journalism. I absolutely do. Have you ever thought about sitcoms? Doing something
no,
more?
No, but I think that would be fun.
Okay, because I think some visual aids here can help you, too, as well, okay? I think you need to pursue it a little bit more. You have a great business sense, but you're cutting off your creative attributes with that business sense. You know, when you started talking about, you know, the business part of it, you have a creative mind, and I think you could really open up to more of some kind of short, you know, like a sitcom type thing, I think would work really well for you.
Something produced on the internet or traditional television?
Eventually traditional television, absolutely.
I think so, too.
But
I agree.
You know.
Thank you so much. Aphrodite, this is your friend Lori from Vegas.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
She is awesome.
Little...
She has been so creative. She's got published books. She's got this Success Epi's blog talk radio show that she does. She's just fabulous.
Yeah, and I got the post that you were doing the show today. I go, oh, my God, I'm sitting by the computer. Time to tune in. So I love you guys, and I put some posts out that for you on Google+, that you guys have been doing this for over 30 years and that you're amazing. And so I just put out some social media for you today. But thanks for the update. I always like to.
Wow, you're a love.
Thank you. Keep up. Keep up the good
work. Pursue that.
Bye. All right, great. Bye-bye.
Bye. How fun.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah. We did some radio together many, many years ago, too, and stuff like that. She was down in Florida at the same time that you and I were together doing things together, Jacqueline. So it's been a long tour. Yeah. This Jupiter retrograde has been bringing a lot of long-lost friends back to me. I really love that about the energy. You know, I really do.
Oh, it's amazing. It really has been amazing. You know, the old relationships that have, I mean, this last year has been kind of an interesting journey at people that I haven't seen for, and I don't want to, because it'll give away my age, but, you know, childhood friends that were way many years ago that I haven't seen for a lot of years and brought them back. And it's really been a great thing. One of my cousins that I grew up with, all kinds of fun things, and really had those reconnections, which has just been great.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's just wonderful.
Okay, we should move on to the next one.
Here we go. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi, good evening, and glad to be on the call. For me, I would like to know what you see for me coming up. It's been kind of the same for about 2 years in my life, and I would like to know if you see anything changing in terms of work related and relationship.
Okay.
And what is your birthday?
28th of January, 73. And do you want to know the time?
Yes, please.
It was in Holland.
Okay, what time was it in Holland at that time?
It was in the Netherlands, Amsterdam, and it was 11:14 a.m.
In Amsterdam.
Amsterdam, how cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Where do you live now?
In New York.
Cool. Listed under Netherlands. Okay. I was trying to find it under Holland. Ah, my mistake.
Oh, no.
I stand corrected. But you know what? Every once in a while, you know, I get a brain cramp. I can't help myself.
Wow. Yeah, I went to the relocation after that, and it's an interesting time for you.
Wow. Yeah, it is.
There's
a lot going on in your first house. Wow.
Yeah. What is my first house? What is it about?
You basically have the parade of Capricorn planets after this new moon moving to that first house of yours right now.
Uh-huh.
And you really do want it all. There's no doubt about that. You're really identifying with that positive thinking energy, aren't you?
Yeah, I would love to have that in my life. I mean, really would like that. Thanks.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you appreciate yourself?
I appreciate myself, but today I was kind of seeing this guy and he was postponing, and then today we were supposed to meet and then he canceled in the morning, and appreciate myself, I kind of felt lost a little bit today, like I didn't know what to do. I just felt a little hurt, and
okay.
I told him not to call anymore and that he should move on, because I don't want to play games like this. But
I agree.
But you
so
know,
you've got Jupiter retrograde in Gemini right now, and it's in your fifth house of romance and dating. And it's basically forming some nice trines to your Sun and Mercury, but I just think that he was like a false front. I just think that it was, you know, like you say, something to let go. And I think once Jupiter goes direct, I think you're going to have some real options coming up by the end of the month.
you're going to do better on the Aquarian cycle anyway when you go through your solar return, I think. And so don't worry too much about this one. I think this was a little bit of a downer because you felt there were some possibilities there. Because I really think you're trying to work with the possibility thinking and the positive energy, and I think that's great.
Yeah.
And you want somebody, again, who's really going to be present, someone that you can have an active dialogue with, that there's a sense of true connectedness.
Yeah.
Seems like there's been a lot of stop and go with this one. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I agree with what you said about this relationship, and I would let it go. And I wouldn't feel it, it's a bad thing for you. Remember that that issue is theirs, not yours, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're not willing to commit or play. You don't need, you needly have Saturn and Gemini. You don't need the schizoness of another person, okay? And it's your lesson of that duality. That you learn, because you are highly independent and you have the Sagittarius moon, they kind of play off of each other, you know, because they're in opposition. They kind of play off of each other, and so you mistake that schizoness for independence, okay? So you have to be very careful when they start, you know, pulling away. Note why they're pulling away or why they're coming back in,
yeah.
Okay? And, you know, don't just assume it's because they need, you know, like you. You need your breathing room, and you automatically assume that everybody's like you, and they aren't, okay?
Yeah.
And I think that's the lesson in the relationships that you're learning right there, is when they start jerking your chain, just go, no, I don't have the time for this and the energy. I got to go. Goodbye.
Yeah.
You know?
It feels like it's pulling my energy, definitely pulling with the postponing stuff going on, then canceling, and that's like pulling my energy, you know, and it just... Anyway, how much do I appreciate? I think I do appreciate myself. I just, I feel like I do care about myself.
Well, people aren't honoring your time and honoring your intention. You need to, you don't necessarily have to drop them off at the curb, but you need to distance yourself as far as expecting any kind of true bonding. I think it's what Jacqueline's trying to say. And I think this is just about you making a rightful judgment of character about what characters work with you and for you and which ones don't. And maybe that's your lesson in this cycle in the dead of winter. But I feel in February everything's going to make a nice shift for you. So don't let this discourage your spirit.
Right. I think it's a discouraging thing, exactly, because I wasn't even, like, attracted to him anyway. And I was working on letting go of men that I'm not attracted to and that I don't have to force myself to be with them. And I was trying to find out what I wanted from him and what it was. But it did make me feel down. It maybe not hurt, but it made me feel down. Like, oh, man, I was looking forward to getting to seeing him and spending time, and he had said the same thing, like he was looking forward to seeing me. And anyway, I don't, you know, it just it just makes me feel down when people treat like, and then my therapist wasn't there when her and I made an appointment yesterday, and she thought it was today, and I felt like that was also something that let me down. And I don't know, I just felt down today.
You need more emotional support, and I think that that's something that you probably do need to determine even in your private life as far as friendships are concerned. Some people do better when they have at least one good male and one good female friend to confide in or to talk to and stuff, like when you have these kinds of days. So I would work on building up a little bit more social community for yourself.
I'm going somewhere right now. After I spoke with you, I'm going to go out and meet some social, a whole group of people. So
Good girl. Go for that.
And I called you guys. But in terms of, like, work, do you see me anything that's exceptional? Because in the last 2 years, I have not really been able to move ahead. And I'm doing some odd things here and there, but it's not, it just is not my full potential. I could do a lot more. And in terms of that, is anything shifting? Because it's kind of, I don't know.
I don't think anything is going to materialize until Jupiter enters into your sixth house of work and service.
Yeah.
Right now it's retrograde in your fifth, so it's kind of like just hanging there.
Okay.
But once it gets past its 14th degree, you can get more than one opportunity that's really good for you. But that's really not until April.
Yeah,
so
it's
that
been
reason,
so slow. It's been so slow for
yeah.
me. In my whole life, it's not just the economy. It's just my whole career path is different than most people's career path. So,
what do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree with you. I think that April's it's going to turn around. And I'll say this, because your career path is different than others. Life is in the journey. Okay, it will shift and change. Just because it's different than other people's doesn't mean it's not right. So there are reasons why you're in the position you are today, is what I'm trying to say, and the reason why it will change.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling in, and keep us posted on how you do, okay?
Thank you so much for listening to me. I really appreciate it. Thanks so
you're
much.
You're welcome. We're happy to be there for you.
Good luck.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Well, we're at the top of the hour, and unfortunately, we don't have time to take all the rest of the callers today, but we will be back on the air at 6 p.m. next Sunday. I guess we should tell people where they can contact us in case they want to get a reading in between.
Absolutely. They can call me at 772-286-2720.
And you can call me at 540-400-0110. This has been the Illumination Station. I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. We'll see you next week.
God bless. Enjoy.
Bye.
Bye.